All right, it is 4:30. We will call the Internal Operations Committee meeting to order. Can we get roll call?
Roll call has been taken. I'll let the record reflect that all members are present.
Awesome, thank you so much. We go ahead and open up to public comments. Comments be limited to 3-minute time limit. If any member of the public wants to talk about something that's not on the agenda, this is the time to do that. I am hearing none. So we'll move on to item C, which is draft minutes approval from last meeting.
I make a motion that the minutes be approved.
Since I'm here, I'll go ahead and second that.
Yeah, there's no other choice.
All right. I guess we can go to a vote.
Director Brown?
Aye.
Director Callahan?
Aye. That passed. All right. Move on to presentations.
No internal operations update.
Okay. So we can move to discussion items. E1.
Good afternoon, Internal Ops Committee. This item number one concerns a change in the bylaws. The original bylaws set the Internal Operations Committee meeting for 4:30 p.m. And the Finance Committee has just amended their bylaws to have their meeting now at 4:30 p.m. And through prior discussions, we now have amended these bylaws to where this meeting will now take place at 3:30 p.m. So that will take effect upon your vote. And the next time you meet, if you vote to approve, the next time you meet will be at 3:30 p.m.
What do you think?
I can do whatever.
Yeah, okay. We'll stick with the 4:30. No, just kidding.
Yeah, that works. Do we need to do a vote on that?
This one, let's do a motion.
Okay.
Because it's the bylaws, a motion, a second, and then act roll.
Perfect. Well, all right, so I'll go ahead and motion that we move the meeting to 3:30 p.m.
I'll second.
And we'll get a vote.
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Graham?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries. The new meeting time will be 3:30 p.m. Item number two.
Item number two, Director Graham had mentioned at a meeting putting some sort of a recognition into our mission, vision, goals, and value statement that includes diversity. And so staff met on this roundtable what we thought would be a perfect addition that would go and sync very well with the goals of our organization. And you have the sampler included in your packet, and we believe that champion diversity and inclusion would be an excellent addition to our goals within our mission goals vision statement. So with your approval on that, we would bring that to the board for a full board approval to change it officially.
Do you like the wording?
Yeah, it's fine.
I think it looks great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I will motion that we push that to the full board for approval.
A second.
Great. I would also like to thank Director Graham for actually bringing that forward.
Yep.
Well done.
Number three.
The administrative assistant, park recreation assistant A and B.
Oh, my apologies.
That's okay. Classification description, which is a public record document that we post on our website and we update every year. We update it at least to reflect whatever salary changes are involved. But when there is a need to change a description of the duties in order so that it's more accurately reflects the duties that will in effect take place, we will update that. In this particular case, we have Carol, who is retiring in June, and we are going to replace Carol with somebody that actually, it's a position that already existed, but it's a position that we feel we need to modify. It will be half water and wastewater dedicated and half park and recreation dedicated. And some of the changes that we needed to reflect in the description was flexibility. site to supervise seasonal help on the weekends if necessary, or for movies in the park, or you know, summer jam, or any of the events that we may have. And to also put in there that we would like some social media expertise, or at least familiarity with, and so that we can take some of the burden off Yosemite and some of our website additions, Facebook updates, and things of that nature. So what you have before you is the updated Administrative Assistant, Park Recreation Assistant, A and B job description. That, I believe, has actually been posted. And we already have the advertisement in Indeed, and I think we've got 110 applications.
That was going to be one of my questions. Wow.
Is that 110 in total for A and B, or are they mutually exclusive? Do people apply for...
They're not mutually exclusive, so if somebody were to come in that, let's say, walked on water, had a lot, let's say they had a combination of public service experience, they've been involved in park and rec, they are, maybe they're a retired park and rec person that's done this for 25 years, and if now retired and they want to do, you know, something like a non-PERS related position, this is somebody we would put in a B level position.
Mm-hmm.
At least mid-level B.
Mm-hmm.
So it's A or B, and we wanted that flexibility.
MIDI, yeah, perfect. No,
great.
I think the changes. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't.
No.
I think the changes that you all made were good, and just you know exactly what's needed as the times have changed is noticed. So I think this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. We don't need to do a vote on anything. We
perfect.
Just brought up to see if you had any additional suggestions on that. And with that, that concludes my presentations.
Thank you very much.
Probably need to go to public comment.
Yes, yeah, we kind of left that out. So is there any public comment on any of the discussion items, E1 through 3? I'm hearing none. All right, are there any future agenda items that we need to bring up?
Not that I'm aware of at this moment.
So there, any from staff, none? Good.
None, we probably will have some.
Yeah, yeah, I figure.
Mm-hmm.
Passage of time.
All right, do we need to get any comment of any future agenda items, or does that not go then? We done?
No.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah,
that's it.
Just check for agenda items. I'm hearing none.
I'm hearing none. All right, we can close the meeting at 4:38.